Arriving at Olympic headquarters today are the British shopping team who hope to get shopping accepted as an Olympic sport. And they're led by Mrs. Elsie Has-No-Name from Dover, the former South of England all-comers, all-goers, all-stick-it-in-a-basket-and-pay-for-it-later shopping champion who specialises in cut-price food and toothpaste offers. And she's accompanied by Mrs. Elsie Thigh, Britain's captain, who broke into international shopping accidentally when she bought 400 tons of slightly soiled rubberware against the Japanese in Soho in 1977. I spoke with their trainer, Nobby Pules, and asked him just how high is the standard of British shopping. Nobby, just how high is the standard of British shopping?
Well, very high indeed, Ron. And we feel that with a bit of extra training, we can raise their shopping to Olympic standards.
But they still buy rubbish.
Oh, they still buy rubbish, but they buy it very, very fast.
Who do you fear most at the moment?
Well, a girlfriend's husband.
No, I mean in shopping.
Oh, shopping. Well, the Germans certainly a strong shopping side. They use their baskets well, and of course their currency is very strong. But despite inflation running against them, the English are very hard to beat on the arguing and the gossiping.
Nobby, the very best of luck.
Thank you, Ron.
Mrs. Martinez.
Martinez?
I'm sorry. Mrs. Martinez.
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 Yes, Martinez.
Martinez. Martinez. Martinez. Mrs. Martinez.
Which way did you say it then?
I said it like Martinez.
Oh, yes, that's right.
How do you rate the Germans?
Well, I shopped against the Germans in Barcelona and lost by 4 tons.
There's been some talk of a boycott.
I mean, I've trained for 50 years for this event, and I think politicians should be hung upside down in a bucket of iced water and have their ankles burned.
Well, Mrs. Elsie Martinez sounding in very strong form there. Well, let's have a look back now at the last time the English and the Germans met. It was at the European Finals in Munich, and your commentator is, as usual, well over the top.
Hello and welcome to a crowded Marienplatz here in Munich for the big shop. And the shock news is that Mrs. Elsie Gruber, the German second-hand goods champion, has been found to be a man. Good news for her, but bad news for John Motson, who spent the evening with her last night. Well, the ladies are having a last look at their shopping list now. And they're under starter's orders. And they're off and into the supermarket, but one of the Germans, Mrs. Elsie Schweitz, is going into the chemist. An interesting variation there. And there they are now, shopping away. And just look at Yak of England. She's spotted the pineapple chunks reduction, and she's really putting them away. Into the basket, one after the other. There they go, piling up. Mrs. King is haggling. I think we'll see a lot of this in the British team. And Yak of England has left the shop. Where's she going? She's broken from the field. She's going into Spitzbergenstrasse. And notice how the other British ladies have started gossiping to try and help Yak's break there. And Yak has found a cut-price butcher's, a very good find, especially in Germany, where butchers tend to standardise their prices. Very difficult to spot a bargain there. And that must put Britain in a strong position. Well, the Germans can't possibly catch up unless... What's happened? Here's Elsie Schweitz of Germany. Elsie Schweitz from Dortmund, 81, a shopper all her life, and she's bought the chemists. She's bought the entire shop. She has acquired the lease. And this is quite fantastic, extremely fantastic. And there it is, an outright win at the very last minute for Elsie Schweitz of Germany. The tills will certainly be ringing in the shops of Dortmund tonight.
Well, a brief look back there at that exciting final.